From Greyhound Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton's with us. How are you, Dave?
Still got the Lurgy, Sean, but battling away. I'm back to the doctor. I'm going to say I want double what you gave me last time.
Yeah, it's still in the rounds, isn't it?
Oh, boy, is it ever.
You people have got the stamper. You have to go to the vet, I think.
Yeah. In Greyhound terms, anyway, yeah.
Now, Ray Smith's all set to join you.
Indeed. Ray is on the line from Forbes. He has a double-pronged attack on the Richmond Riches final tomorrow night. And I'm talking about the two brothers, Feral Frankie and Freaky Frankie. Ray, good morning to you. Tomorrow night in the feature, you've got the $1.75 tab fixed odds favourite, Feral Frankie, in box three, and the $8 shot, Freaky Frankie, in box six. And I dare say you were pretty pleased with the box draw.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, the box draw's panned out not too bad, especially for Freaky. He likes to use plenty of the track, and Feral likes to rail, so... yeah, could be a little bit better, I suppose, but no, we'll just run with that, eh?
Indeed. Ray, let's start with the new sensation winner and the speed star runner-up, Feral Frankie. 20 starts, 8 wins and 10 placings, and a Riches Heat winner in 30 and 58 before going even faster and setting the time standard 30 and 50 in the semi-finals. Now, both times he ran down Knighthood, who'll jump from box 5 and is an $8 tab chance at the moment fixed. Ray, is Pete Lagogiana's chaser the danger, or is there another one that you're wary of?
Yeah, probably. I think the market's got it pretty right with the red goes nice. So he looks like getting a fairly clean run early because we're not going to bother him and neither's the checks, I don't think. So if he can hold Peter's dog out, he looks like the leader, but... it's hard to know. There's some young dogs there that are learning every week, so we just got to hope we can get a safe passage through that first turn and Feral do his thing.
Yeah, the one dog, My Bro's Ethics, the one you're talking about there.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of toe, and like I said, there's no pace alongside him, so he should be able to do his thing, yeah.
Well, Feral Frankie's run 29.20 at Sandown and 29.75 at Wentworth Park, Ray. So he has proven speed, but his strength is outstanding. The way he's finished off the last couple of weeks has been terrific.
Yeah, he's really learning to race now because he's had 20 starts. So, some of the dogs he's racing tomorrow night haven't had the experience he's had. But and he's just learned, hasn't got a heap of early pace, so... You know, he's got to learn to negotiate other dogs, and he is not so much in his early days. He wanted to run into them. As long as he gets a nice, clean passage, he'll run a bit of time, I think.
Well, yeah, tomorrow night you're back at Richmond, where it all began for him last November with a 30-80 victory on debut. All the best there. Now, let's talk about his brother, Freaky Frankie. He's had 17 starts for 5 wins, 6 seconds and a third. And improved his time to 31.05 in the semis. And that was only his second start on the track. How much improvement has he got in him, right?
Yeah, I think Freaky's got a fair bit. He just likes a little bit of room to move early. He jumps nice, but doesn't show a lot of dash. But if you give him a little bit of room, he can do his thing. So if that can happen, who knows? He can be up there in the firing line.
Have you done much with both dogs during the past week?
Oh, no, just the same stuff, yeah, up and down here and in the slip. So no, we don't change too much.
Now, Ray, in race two at Richmond tomorrow night, which is a maiden, you've got one of the few members of the Collision Solar Pack litter not to have won yet. Now, he's been placed 2 of 10 in version, including... running third to Demolition Duke in the Richmond Riches Heats, and is owned by two blokes who own Solar Pack, Barry Ward and Mark Walden. It's only a small field of 5. Can he break through, you reckon, tomorrow night?
Oh, God, I don't know. It's a bit like Barry's Canterbury Rugby League team, isn't it? Like, he's got the ability, but he's just been a little bit, I don't know, he's just a slow learner. Let's put it that way. He's got some ability, but it looks a winnable race on paper for him. even with his form. So we've just got to take him on a little bit of trust. But he looks like he's running on nice, so we'll probably have to look for somewhere where he can settle back and run on, you know, a bit of ground somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's a bustling area.
I certainly wouldn't be taking the short odds, but, you know, if they put a bit of value up, he might. It's only a small field, so let's see what happens.
All right, good luck bustling Baz and Mark. Ray, finally a pup. You have a pup by the name of Irinka Sadie, trialled in 22 and 58 over the 400 metres at Dubbo on Sunday. Now, she's the first of your former top chaser, Brad Hillbilly's progeny, to hit the track. You must be excited.
Yeah, no, she's been, she broke in nice and a few others go nice and... So we just got to wait and be patient and just see what happens. But she did trial nice, to answer your question. Yeah, she not many run 22.58, and she looks like she could run a nice, strong 500, although I haven't tried her, but she's doing showing all the indications. So, okay. Yeah, next probably see her in the next few weeks. I'm going to PT her again on Monday at Bathurst.
Okay.
So have another look at her there over 450 and go from there, mate. But we love Brad, so let's hope he can throw a decent pup.
Yeah, she's out of Irinka Rose. I believe Irinka Sadie, she's named after a member of your family, Ray.
Yeah, my great-niece. So all the grandkids and immediate family get a dog usually when they're old enough to watch them, so... She's her brother had a dog called Irinka Milo, and she was going crooked that she never had one. So we found her one, hopefully, so she'll be able to watch it and cheer.
good stuff, Ray. Well, thanks again for joining us. All the very best at Richmond tomorrow night, and say hi to everyone in Forbes. If you run into Colin Hodges, give him my best as well.
Yeah, no worries, mate. They're looking forward to you coming back to the races.
Yeah, it's the first... Monday in August, the Forbes Thoroughbred Cup. And I'll see you over at the Services Club for an ale or two, Ray.
Oh, I don't know whether you'll catch me having an ale, mate, but I'll have a Diet Coke with you.
All right, sweet. We'll balance things up.
All right.
Good on you, Ray. Thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Sean, Ray Smith, what a great trainer. And he's got a huge hope of taking out that Riches tomorrow night.
To right now, some new testing being introduced.
Yes, Sean, the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission is introducing regular blood and hair follicle testing, which can more thoroughly detect banned and illicit substances. Hair and follicle testing is already taking place in thoroughbred and harness racing. Interesting to note that in 2017-18, Greyhound Racing New South Wales conducted over 7,500 urine swabs with only 0.87% returning positive, and that's the best result since 2012. So good news on that front.
You're right, and Greyhound Racing morning one of its own.
Yeah, sad news, Sean, with the passing of Bargo trainer Mick Player. Mick trained the 2017 GBOTA Greyhound of the Year Road Angel, which won a stack of short course races between 2015 and 2018, and he was a tireless volunteer for our sport, and our sympathies go out to Mick Player's family. He was 72, Sean.
All right, now, got a few winners for today?
Well, hopefully we can have a couple to kickstart our bank heading into tomorrow night. We've got three meetings in New South Wales today. The first is in Goulburn from 12:49 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 5, number 2, Stony Broke. Race 5, number 2. The best value, race 6, number 6, Owl's Desire. Maitland races from 3:47 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 7, number 2, Flying Apollo. Race 7, number 2. The best value is race 5, number 8, Tick the Zipper. Race 5, number 8. While Dapto commences at 7:13 tonight, the best bet there is in race 7, number 5, Recover. Race 7, number 5. The value bet, Sean, race 1, number 2, High Speed.
Good on you, Dave. Hope you're feeling better tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Sean. I'll catch you then.